The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. All right, let's start out by looking at the lineup for Durham Central Park's concert series. Concerts are rain or shine for all ages. It's free and open to the public, held on Fridays from 6 till 8. Well, not every Friday, but Friday, June 8th, it's Gabriel Garzon Montano. Friday, June 15th, Laura Reed, here's the exception. Sunday, June 17th, Project 919 Band. Friday, June 22nd, it is Aztec Sun. And then Friday, June 29th, Valerie June and Kamara Thomas. Well, the list goes on through Friday, August 10th. We'll continue to expand that list as the weeks go on. All right, Duke University's Music in the Garden Summer Series. All six concerts are held at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. June 13th, it's Dory Freeman. Freeman makes country music for the modern South. Raised in a traditional music hub of Galax, Virginia, where thousands of string band enthusiasts have gathered every summer for nearly a century. Freeman grew up playing in the family band at her father's frame shop. She still tames those old tunes, framing their complicated feelings with her placid, emphatic voice. June 20th, Lydia Lovelace, with a sound that Rolling Stone describes as an aching, lusty set of twang and sneer wrapped in electric guitar swagger. Wootz Walker Lovelace is celebrated for her salacious, lyrical wisecracks, as she is for the honey-sweet voice that delivers them. June 27th, the Sadies at Duke University's Music in the Gardens. Without doubt or qualification, the Sadies are one of this continent's greatest extant rock and roll bands, just as they have been for the last quarter century. Versatile and imaginative, they skip from astral psychedelia to shuffling bucolics and leap from puckish pop to righteous garage rock without losing momentum or magistry. Okay, I don't know what any of that meant. July 11th, it's Diali Siskoko and Kiraba. July 18th, Anna and Elizabeth. And July 25th, the final concert in the Duke University Music in the Garden series, Las Cafeteras. The 2018 North Carolina Music Festival scheduling, June 1st and 2nd, Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention. This is in Mount Airy. The two-day festival dedicated to old time and bluegrass music and dance includes competitions, jam sessions, and workshops in a family-friendly environment. Festival site is Veterans Memorial Park. Also, June 1st and 2nd, Brevard Blues and Barbecue Festival. The annual event is a lead-in to the Brevard Music Center's Classical Series. The festival site is Brevard Music Center. June 1st through the 3rd, Okra Folk Festival on Ocracoke Island. Okra Folk is presented by Ocracoke Alive, a nonprofit cultural arts organization. The festival site is Howard Street and School Road. June 2nd, Shagging at the Blowing Rock, building on the success of its September Blowing Rock Music Festival. The famous mountain tourist attraction inaugurated its beach music festival last year. In addition to music, there are food concessions, and patrons may bring coolers in as well. Festival site, the Blowing Rock. Also June 2nd, Carolina Beach Music Festival. The show, presented on the sands at the home of beach music and shagging, is in its 33rd year. In addition to music, the festivities include a shagging contest with cash prizes. Festival site on the beach near the Carolina Beach Boardwalk. Also on June 2nd, Mondo Roots. This is in Clayton. This is a cultural arts festival offering a blend of funk, blues, reggae, and other musical genres. In addition to music, the festival presents visual art demonstrations, arts and crafts vendors, food trucks, craft beer and wine, a sidewalk chalk art festival, or contest rather, face painting, a drum circle, street performances, and more. The festival site is downtown Clayton. Okay, June 7th through the 9th, the Bluegrass in Cherokee, in the town of Cherokee. It's a long-running bluegrass festival at the gateway to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. It's a family-oriented festival held at a campground pavilion. Festival site, Happy Holiday RV Village. The Six Sundays in Spring concert series is winding down with one concert event to go. This is held in Wake Forest. The last final concert is June 3rd. They're held at Joyner Park Amphitheater on Harris Road in Wake Forest. Concerts run from 5 to 7. And on June 3rd, it's the John Brown Quartet. This is classic jazz. Bassist, composer, educator, and actor John Brown, who's a native of Fayetteville and currently resides in Durham. He's a graduate of the School of Music at UNC Greensboro and the School of Law at UNC Chapel Hill. He currently serves as director of the jazz program, as associate professor of the practice of music at Duke University, and has served on the faculties at UNC Chapel Hill, NC State University, North Carolina Central University, and Greensboro's Guilford College. Again, the final concert in the Six Sundays in Spring series in Wake Forest. All right, some free local music events around the area. Weaver Street Markets, the Carrboro and Hillsboro locations, host Jazz Brunch every Sunday from 11 to 1. Also on Sundays, the Southern Village location hosts its Sunday concert series on the green from 6 to 8. Then every Thursday, the Carrboro location hosts After Hours from 6 to 8, and the Southern Village location hosts Friday After Hours each week on the patio from 5 to 7. Carolina Inn, Fridays on the Front Porch, held each week through October 13th from 5 to 8. Relax on the shady front porch, listening to live music, sipping on refreshing beverages, and enjoying delicious food truck fare. No cover charge or reservation required. The Freight Train Blues Concert Series in Carrboro. It takes place on Fridays, 6:30 to 8:30, at Carrboro Town Commons on Main Street. Meadowmount Music Series in Chapel Hill. Concerts are held in the village or at the gazebo. The shows in the village take place the first Friday of the month, May through October, at 6. The two shows at the gazebo are on Saturdays at 6:30. Bynum Front Porch Music Series, weekly concert in Pittsboro, that takes place Fridays from 7 to 9 through August 31st. It's free to attend. However, donations of $5 to $10 are encouraged. The donations pay the band and also helps to pay the rent and utilities for Bynum Front Porch. They also help to fund scholarships for Chatham County High School grads. The live music series at Pittsboro's Roost Beer Garden. This series is at Farrington Village, Thursdays through Sundays. The times are usually 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 3 to 6 on Sunday. Music on the Main at the Streets of South Point. Free music series Saturdays from 6 to 9 p.m. through September 29th. It's a family-friendly event and takes place at Cinema Circle. Rock the Park movie and concert series takes place June through August at various Durham parks. Friday night on White Street, this free music series takes place the second Friday of each month through September, starting at 6 p.m. along South White Street in Wake Forest. Live in the District and Acoustic Nights in the District, both in Morrisville at Village Marketplace. The Live in the District series is held Thursdays through June 7th from 6 to 8. The Acoustic Nights in the District series is held Fridays and Saturdays, June 15th through October 20th from 6 to 9. Music in the Park concert series, this is also in Morrisville. Concerts held at Indian Creek Park on the third Thursday of the month throughout the month of June. Concerts begin at 6:30. Then there's Saturdays in Saxapaha. Concerts are held at River Mill Village on Saturdays through August 25th. The Farmers Market will be open 5 to 8, and live music will take place from 6 to 8. The concert series is free. Okay, audio describe performances. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Sunday, June 17th, though Don't Dress for Dinner. This is at Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Wednesday, June 27th, Oliver. With a multicultural cast, consider yourself part of the family, as JTP presents this award-winning musical adaptation of Dickens' classic novel. Join young, orphaned Oliver Twist as he navigates London's underworld of theft and violence, searching for a home, a family, and most importantly, for love. This is a Justice Theater project, Umstead Park United Church of Christ on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. The performance starts at 3. And finally, Saturday, July 28th, Newsies. Stop the Presses, Disney's Newsies takes the stage. It's adapted from the Disney film. New York City's newsboys seize the day when they strike against unfair working conditions. This is at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. All right, switch gears to the Carolina Theater at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number there for more information, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Saturday, June 16th, it's the 4th Annual National Blind Idol Semifinal Competition. The singing competition is a yearly event celebrating musical talents of individuals who are visually impaired. Contestants from all over the country compete in the semifinals in hopes of moving on to the finals, which are held in Winston-Salem. Tickets are $20 for the Mardi Gras-themed reception from 4 to 6, and the curtain goes up on the competition at 6. At Carolina Theater, Sunday, June 17th, Nick Swardson. His Too Many Smells 2018 tour. The road to success has been a steady climb for Nick, who found success by writing Malibu's Most Wanted for Warner Brothers and by featuring in the hit comedy Central series Reno 911. Tickets are $39.50 and the show starts at 7:30. Wednesday, July 2nd, Michael Che, having been named one of Rolling Stone's 50th Funniest People, BuzzFeed's 50 Hottest Men in Comedy, and Variety's Top 10 Comics to Watch, Michael Che is quickly leaving his mark on the media landscape. Of course, he's currently the co-anchor of Saturday Night Live's iconic Weekend Update. Tickets for Michael's show are $25 and $35. Friday and Saturday, July 13 and 14 at Carolina Theater, Wondrous Women. This is presented by the American Dance Festival. Five talented female choreographers present an evening of glorious solo dance. Camille A. Brown, Aparna Ramaswamy, Michelle Dorrance, Rhapsody James, and Yabin Wang will each present ADF-commissioned solos. Tickets range from $29 to $50.50. Curtain goes up at 8 on Friday at 7, or excuse me, 8 o'clock on Friday and at 7 on Saturday. Again, from the American Dance Festival, Friday and Saturday, July 13 and 14, Wondrous Women. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater, June 8th through the 24th. It is Don't Dress for Dinner. Now, Bernard is planning a romantic weekend with his mistress in his charming converted French farmhouse while his wife, Jacqueline, is away. He has arranged for a cordon bleu cook to prepare gourmet delights and has invited his best friend Robert along to provide the alibi. It's foolproof. What could possibly go wrong? Well, suppose Robert turns up, not realizing quite why he's there. Suppose Robert and Jacqueline are secret lovers and consequently determined that Jacqueline will not leave for the weekend. Suppose the cook must pretend to be the mistress, and the mistress is unable to cook. Suppose everyone's alibi is confused with everyone else's. Again, Raleigh Little Theater, June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. July 20th through August 5th, it's Into the Woods. This epic musical is about wishes, family, and the consequences of the choices that we make. A childless baker and his wife endeavor to lift their family curse by journeying into the woods, where they encounter familiar faces, including Rapunzel, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, and more enchanted fairy tale creatures. That's Into the Woods, July 20th through August 5th, Raleigh Little Theater. Then it's a big musical, August 17th through September 2nd, Sister Act. Sunday, September 16th, Raleigh's Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. Saturday, September 22nd, it is Groove in the Garden 18. All right, moving on, we're going to take a look at the schedule at North Hills. And they're in their 11th season of the Midtown Beach Music Series. It's held on Thursdays from 6 to 9. In the Commons. May 31st, it's the Catalinas. June 7th, Chairman of the Board. June 14th, Bantam Rooster. June 21st, Fantastic Shakers. June 28th, Legacy Motown Review. And then July 5th, Steve Owens and the Summertime Band. That concert series runs through August 16th. At North Hills Midtown Park, Saturday, June 2nd, Kickin's It Country, Walker McGuire, Town, and Ray Fulcher. Sunday, June 10th, Sunday Fun Day, the Brevet and Dead Sea Sparrow. Sunday, September 16th, Midtown Bluegrass Series. Other North Hills event, Friday Night Tributes every week at North Hills. That starts August 25th. Saturday, August 18th, Summer Days Music Festival, and October 27th, the North Carolina Wine Festival. All right, let's check out what's going on at DPAC in the coming weeks. Saturday and Sunday, June 2nd and 3rd, it's Paw Patrol Live, the Great Pirate Adventure. It's Pirate Day in Adventure Bay, and Mayor Goodway is getting ready for a big celebration. But first, Ryder and his team of pirate pups must rescue Captain Turbo from a mysterious cavern. When they do, they also discover a secret pirate treasure map. The Paw Patrol sets out over land and sea to find the treasure for Mayor Goodway's celebration before Mayor Humdinger finds it first. That's Paw Patrol Live at DPAC. Tuesday, June 5th, an evening with Anita Baker. She's an 8-time Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum R&B, soul, and urban adult contemporary singer-songwriter. And she's amidst her farewell concert tour. Renowned for her soaring alto vocal range, Baker rose to stardom in 1986 with Rapture, which won her 2 Grammy Awards. Wednesday, June 6th at DPAC, former Vice President Joe Biden brings his American Promise tour. The former Vice President discusses the big political moments of his career, the life-altering choices he made, and the key traits that have helped him persevere through challenges. Saturday, June 9th, Get the Lead Out. The Philadelphia-based group consists of 6 veteran musicians intent on delivering Led Zeppelin live like you've never heard it before. All right, DPAC again hosts events for the 2018 American Dance Festival. Saturday and Sunday, June 16 and 17, it is Shenway Dance Arts. Thursday through Saturday, June 21st through the 23rd, Palobolas. Tuesday and Wednesday, June 26 and 27, the Paul Taylor Dance Company. And then Tuesday, July 3rd, it is LEV, Sharon Eyal and Guy Bahar. That's American Dance Festival events at DPAC. Sunday, June 24th, Pod Tours America. Saturday, June 30th, Lee Michelle and Darren Criss. And then Sunday, July 1st, Impractical Jokers starring the Tenderloins. Okay, let's move back to Raleigh with the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts lineup. Sunday, June 3rd, Raleigh Ringers Spring Concert. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall at 4. Sunday, June 3rd as well, The House That Misery Built, Memorial Auditorium at 6. Thursday and Friday, June 7 and 8, Amadeus, North Carolina Symphony Special Events Concert. Amadeus is a screen triumph, a sumptuous period epic, a soaring celebration of the music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Experience the multi-Academy Award-winning 1984 motion picture on a vast HD screen while Mozart's most celebrated works are performed live by a full orchestra and choir. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall, 7:30, both evenings, June 7th and 8th. June 13th through the 24th, Significant Other. This is Theater Raleigh, Kennedy Theater. June 19th through the 23rd, time once again for the annual Miss North Carolina pageant. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Then Friday through Sunday, July 6th through 8th, it is Pippin, North Carolina Theater Conservatory show at Fletcher Opera Theater. Once again, we're going to highlight what's coming up at the American Dance Festival. It's celebrating its 85th season, June 14th through the 21st. There will be more than 50 performances by 26 dance companies in 7 different venues. The 2018 festival performances will take place at Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, Reynolds Industries Theater, the newly opened Vonderhaden Studio Theater in the Rubenstein Arts Center, Baldwin Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of Art, the Carolina Theater, and Durum Fruit. Single tickets and subscriptions go on sale or have been on sale since the 1st of May. Prices range from $12 to $60, with many savings options available. Tickets can be purchased through the American Dance Festival website at americandancefestival.org. More detailed information about ticket prices and performing companies, including photos, videos, and press reviews, are also available on that website. Okay, American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn continues for the summer. June 21st, on the lawn, it's Nikki Hall from 6 to 9. June 28th, Will Hoag on the lawn, from 6 to 9. August 23rd, Yarn, Songs from the Road on the lawn, again 6 to 9. And August 30th, it is Lily Hyatt on the lawn from 6 until 9. Let us not forget the Hopscotch Music Festival that's coming up September 6th through the 8th. Festival organizers say Miguel and Liz Fair are among the most recognizable names on the list of performers scheduled for this year's Hopscotch Music Festival in downtown Raleigh. Additional headliners on the main stage include Grizzly Bear and Belle and Sebastian. Other bands on the Hopscotch bill this year include The Revolution, Moses Sumney, Real Estate, Mipso, The Jayhawks, Waxahachie, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, and dozens more. The Hopscotch Music Festival will take place September 6th through 8th at various venues in downtown Raleigh, including City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater. VIP wristbands and three-day passes. They allow access to all festival clubs, three City Plaza headlining shows, and three Red Hat Amphitheater headlining shows. And those passes are on sale now. Single show passes for City Plaza and Red Hat performances, as well as one-day passes, go on sale later this summer. Again, the Hopscotch Music Festival, September 6th through 8th. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions about this program, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.